I pretended I was in Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico all at once. That's where the four corners are.
That's a cool idea. But make sure you're not in more than one state with God. Did you know there's a place in America where you can be in four states at the same time? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When you stand in the four corners of those states, only part of your body is in each one. That's cool for a field trip, but it's not good in your spiritual life. See, you can't live for God and the world at the same time. Listen here to the Apostle Paul in Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled Four Corners. Nana nudged her way in as her class formed a circle around a four-square game drawn on the concrete. There's a place in the United States where four states meet just like these four squares do, said Mrs. Klein. Using a big piece of chalk, she wrote the name of one state, Utah, in one square, Colorado in another, New Mexico in a third, and Arizona in the last one. Many tourists visit that site and enjoy walking from state to state, Miss Klein told the class. They also like to be in more than one state at a time. Who can show us how that can be done? Nana eagerly raised her hand. When Mrs. Klein called on her, Nana knelt on the pavement with her right knee in the square marked Arizona, her left knee in Utah, her right hand in New Mexico, and her left hand in Colorado. Good, said Mrs. Klein. Many people who visit Four Corners USA do the same thing. That evening, Nana told her parents about the demonstration. It was fun to pretend to be in four states at once, she said. I remember when I first heard about standing in more than one state at a time, Dad said. I was a freshman in high school. I heard it from my youth group leader. From your youth group leader? Asked Nana. My leader mentioned four corners and said we should be careful about trying to stand in two different states spiritually, Dad explained. He said that as Christians, we sometimes try to be in the state of following Jesus and in the state of worldly living at the same time. We might say we stand on Jesus and his truth, but we also want to have one foot in the world. Mom nodded. At Four Corners, are you actually in Colorado if you have one foot in New Mexico or one of the other states? Well, not entirely, Nana admitted. No, and we can't really love Jesus and the world at the same time either, said Dad. This world is full of sin, but Jesus has saved us from sin and given us eternal life. Our hope is in him, not in worldly things that won't last. That's why we need to follow him wholeheartedly in every area of our lives. Well, how about you? Are you following Jesus wholeheartedly? Or are you trying to keep one foot in the ways of this world? Even though we live in the world, it's not where we belong. We belong to Jesus. So don't try to be in two places at once by holding on to sinful ways that don't fit the new life Jesus has given you, even if the world says it's okay. Leave them behind and follow Jesus alone. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 2.
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
And our key thought for today, follow Jesus, not the world.
Hey, Zach, what's the best way to stay calm and not be afraid?
Hey, Anaya, for me, the best way to stay calm is to pray. There are a lot of different ways to pray, but the most important thing to remember is that prayer is one of the ways that God keeps us calm. Here's a Bible verse that I hope helps. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Well, I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.